It was a little bit end to end, and I don't think we could really relax until after 80 minutes. But you know, on reflection, good to score 40 points away from home and get five points. I think the start was just what we talked about, being direct, being physical. Two cracking tries, one from counter attack. Rob Horn's finish really, really pleasing. So I thought that was good. I thought some of our defence was pretty good, some of our scramble defence, but we did help them with a little bit of loose passing, particularly in that second half, giving them two interceptions. So, you know, they kept battling, which is credit to them for 80 minutes. Yeah, I think we're probably a little bit loose at times and a bit guilty of maybe overplaying. But it is difficult. Because you know some of our good play and the attacking play led to some good tries, so you don't really want to stop that natural instinct of playing.
How impressed you doing with Rob Horn so far, Jim?
I thought today was outstanding. I think he was just tough as nails. You know, he's carrying for his two tries. He was always going to score those two tries. You know, he saw the line and he wasn't going to be stopped. And I think he's just given us that. That little bit of, well, it's composure in defence, but also the punch when he needs to make the tackle. So I think really, really pleased with him today. Probably his best game he's had in a century.
How are you looking injury-wise for next week then? Some big names still out, obviously, but edging closer to coming back.
Yeah, I think hopefully Stephen Myle will get a run out tomorrow. Piers Francis is also available for next week. He's got the all clear. So we've got some good options there in midfield. We're hoping for Dylan as well. He's, you know, he's working on his fitness today, running water on the field. Hopefully, he doesn't do too much down at the England camp over the next couple of days and comes back to us fresh, raring to go for Harlequins.